Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
It's lucky for me I have more brains than the rest of the people I mixed up with, or I simply don't know where I'd be. I was in a devil of a position. I don't suppose I have to tell you that. But I've managed to play both ends against the middle and cancel my troubles out, sort of thing. I've been trying to get Angela Tennant's diary away from Stella by threatening to give her away to Jeff Pilgrim, and I think she's going to be sensible. But just in case she decides to be mulish, I've covered myself by giving Stella away to Marcia in return for her promise that I'll never be charged with a Bendigo fraud or anything else the diary saddles me with. I went the long way to London, I'll admit, but I'd like someone to show me a better way out.
So all this time, Stella's been after my husband. She's been covering up for you.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Rather naughty of her, don't you think?
I don't want you anymore, Palmer. Thanks and goodbye. If it's all the same to you, I wish you'd never come near me again.
Why, Petal, is that...
Don't call me those rotten names of yours.
I should be more feeling, I expect. They used to go with kisses.
If you don't get out of this house, Palmer, I'll...
What?
I'll just get out of my sight, that's all.
I'd get completely out of your way if I could.
What's holding you up?
Pounds, shillings, and pence. I'm kind of short, darling.
You don't expect anything from me, do you?
A hundred or so would be handy.
Oh, you've the morals of a guinea pig, Palmer.
Listen, if it hadn't been for me, you'd have lost your husband to Stella Bronson. For at least 50 reasons, you should want me out of the way.
I can get you out of the way by forgetting my promise. So get out quickly before I start thinking about taking a leaf out of your book.
Oh, there's gratitude for you. All right, Pet, but a word in your ear before I go. Stella may give you the diary. I don't know. I don't care who she gives it to now. You promised I won't be charged, so it's not worth the paper it's written on. But if you do ever see it, you'll find a fair bit of stuff that doesn't reflect too well on Angela Tennant. If you wanted to use that against her, I shouldn't mind a bit.
Oh, Palmer, you're foul. Oh, get out, get out. To think I ever knew you.
Goodbye, my sweet. For now, that is. And put Bronson through the mincer for me, will you?
Oh, he's loathsome. And I only just escaped marrying the rotter. And yet, to take advantage of Stella through a thing like this makes me as bad as he is. Oh, I can't stay in this empty house tonight. I can't. Not after that. Not after Harry Palmer. It's a glorious night out, Jeff. Take me for a drive.
Nothing doing.
Why not?
Because I'm not made of stone. Why can't you keep away from me, Marcia?
Perhaps I'm a glutton for punishment.
I have agreed to take over your firm for you. And if this sort of thing's going to keep cropping up, I'll have to pack up and leave you to it.
All right, don't be brutal. Give me a cigarette, will you? Oh, thanks.
What's the matter? You're shaking.
I know.
Well, tell me.
I have a few things on my mind.
That's no excuse for the shakes. Come on, out with it.
Jeff, when will you and Stella be married?
Soon after the decree is absolute, I suppose. And look here, Marcia. You have to snap out of this. You'll only get yourself down. We both know exactly where we stand, so why don't you look around for some decent cove and get off to a brand new start?
If only it was as easy as that.
Well, isn't it?
After Harry Palmer, darling, I'm just a little bit up in the air.
I feel a fool. I feel a perfect idiot sort of resisting your advances. Even the words sound pretty awful, but that's what it amounts to.
If only you weren't so disgustingly decent.
Well, hang it all, if decency disgusts you, why don't you stick to your chum Palmer?
Oh, no. No, Jeff, please, never say that, never.
Well, we have to put a stop to this.
Do you hear me, Marcia? You must keep out of my way.
We're out of luck. There's a hoodoo on us both. Do you think I want to see you marry someone else?
How do you think I feel when I see you with Stella?
I can't help it. We've both gone too far.
But if only you'd... Oh, Jeff, if only you'd forget Stella Bronson for just 5 minutes. Forget her. Forget your promises. Forget you ever saw her. Look at me.
Go home.
No.
I'm telling you, Marcia, go home.
I won't.
All right, you've asked for it. You're not going to patch up the past and make me a heel just by putting your shoulders back and making me remember you. Now will you get out?
I'll get out.
Sorry, kid.
Save it. Do you know what you've just done, Jeff?
What?
You've forced me to be a heel. The Stella. And you'll soon know what I mean.
Right, Estella. Stop that for a minute and come here, will you?
Hang on a minute. There we are. How are you getting on?
First things first. How do you feel back at the old stand as Tressida Bendigo and Company's first female?
It's rather like putting the clock back.
Except that we're in Percy Fleming's office instead of what used to be mine, eh?
Mm. I'm loving it.
Right. Now we've patted ourselves on the back. Let's apply our noses to the grindstone again. How have we made out with the groundwork?
I don't think we've missed anything. You've appointments with DeWitt Robertson at Robertson and Archer's at 2:30. Mr. Bates Hemingway of Bates Hemingway and Company at 3:30. And tomorrow morning you're seeing Mr. Peel of Tanny Limited here at 10. You already have a letter asking you to resume your handling of the Puller account, with congratulations from B.J. Puller, remember him?
Vaguely.
And you've been asked to attend a board meeting of the South Seas Steam Navigation Company at 11:30, also tomorrow. Now then, let me see.
Am I taking some cottage to lunch?
Mr. Peter Michelson.
Yes. Oh, I have to keep this up, something will burst. All right, so far so good. If things go reasonably well, we'll get back every account we ever had. And one or two others besides. Now, see if you can get hold of Francis Grubber. I want him back on the staff here. And while you're about it, get some ads in the Telegram and the Clarion for Comptometer Girls.
How many?
Oh, at least three. They'll say four.
You know, don't mind me saying so, but you're pretty good.
You won't get an extra quid a week by buttering the boss, so shut up. Now, what's the time? 12. Get the department heads up here in 10 minutes with the figures I asked for. And find out if you can what time to within 10 minutes I can expect that call from Wellington.
Well, I can tell you. 12:40.
Oh, you're pretty good, too.
Thanks.
Yes? Tell them the answer is no.
To continue?
Tomorrow morning at 9 sharp, I want contracts in triplicate ready on my desk for Moonlight Motors, Anglo-African Tobacco Company, and, who are the others?
Jones and Hannigan.
Jones and Hannigan. They have to be signed in the midday mail. Yes? The price we quoted was £90 a ton. Yes, subject to adjustment according to contract. Right. Oh, this is how you get those ulcers in the tummy. What's next?
You have to decide what we're going to do about that building and contracting company.
No, I've decided. We don't want their business. They're fly-by-night sharks. We'll write them a polite little letter, regretting that we don't see our way clear. Yes? Yes, put her on. Marcia. Hello, Marcia. You can say that again. We're snowed under. Listen, I don't own the place. You do. Of course you can come up. Right.
Do you want me to clear out?
Certainly not. But while Marcia's here, you can answer the phone for me, if you like.
Do your duties include taking your ex-wife to meals?
If they do, it's the first I've heard of it.
But if she asks, it's going to be sort of hard to refuse, isn't it?
No harder than coping with a secretary I know too well. Now, get on with your work.
Yes, sir.
Hello there. Is he earning those bags of gold I'm paying you?
You can afford it. Come on in. I rather like the hat.
The feather, darling, once graced the tail of a barbird. Or, was it a lyrebird? Some sort of bird. Probably a mockingbird. How are you, Marcia?
Hello, Stella.
And, how do you like the new atmosphere? Notice any activity as you came up?
Oh, the place is like an antique trip. What have you done to everyone?
Galvanized them. Well, what's on? I hope you weren't counting on me for lunch or anything. I'm tired up.
Well, no. Actually, I came up to see Stella.
I must admit, that was nice of you.
What time are you going out for food?
Well, I thought I'd try to fit in with Jess, so today I'll be going about one.
Well, let's have lunch together then. What do you say?
Yes? Well, thanks a lot. Where shall I meet you?
Say, downstairs at the ambassador's. I'll have a table. Bye now. Bye, Jeff.
Cheer.
Well, what's the idea of that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Something tells me there's more to Marcia's call than the kindness of her heart. Jeff, has she been seeing Harry Palmer?
I should hope not. What the devil put that into your head? Stella, what's going on?
Jeff, I only wish I could tell you. But I can't. Ever. The sense or the nerve, I'd tell Jeff everything. The trouble is, I have neither. Yet I have a feeling he's going to find out soon anyway. Well, I'll go to lunch with Marcia, find out what's on her mind. After that, no, according to what happens, I'd either have it out with Jeff or keep quiet. I only hope I'll be able to keep quiet.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy. A Donovan Joyce production.